Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs. Hi, this is Kelly, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear for the week of September 24th, 2020. Hi, thanks for tuning in. This week, let's talk about a nutritionist's guide to feeding diabetes. It's part of a mini series that I'm completing on how to eat or what foods would be best if you happen to have a specific condition. And this week, the focus is on diabetes. So do you or someone you love have diabetes? Do you think you may be on the path to diabetes? Well, I received such an overwhelming response to a recent blog post I did on how to know if your blood sugar is out of whack that I wanted to follow that up with some specific information on how to feed diabetes. So if you haven't read it, please do yourself a favor and check out the blog post to discover some common signs of blood sugar dysregulation, as well as the importance of regaining control over your blood sugar levels. You might just be surprised at what you discover. Now, most of us recognize the importance of managing blood sugar levels, but lots of people often fall short when trying to manage it themselves. So that's where I'm going to come in. This week, I'd like to help. Let's take a closer look at a nutritionist's guide on how to feed diabetes or how to eat to prevent diabetes from occurring in the first place. Well, let's take a quick look, first of all, at what exactly type 2 diabetes is. And I'm just going to skim through this because I've got a lot more information on other blog posts about it. So if you're interested, please do go check that out. But let's just recap what type 2 diabetes is really quickly. Well, it's usually caused by something that's called insulin resistance. So type 2 diabetes results when your cells stop responding to glucose in the blood as they should. So the glucose receptors on your cells no longer work, or they've become desensitized from being overexposed to too much insulin for so long. So you might actually have ample insulin production in your system, but your cells just no longer respond to it. And this is typically what happens when your blood sugar levels remain chronically high. But the good news is that a person who does have diabetes can eat a healthy, balanced diet without having to give up a lot of enjoyable foods. Moderation and careful food choices are crucial factors for an effective diabetes diet that encourages healthy blood sugar levels. Well, why should you care about your blood sugar? Do you need to care about it? Well, if you value your health, I'd say the short answer is yes. Many health problems can result from imbalanced blood sugar levels. Why? Well, high blood sugar and high sugar foods are actually toxic, not only to your body, but to your brain as well. Blood sugar imbalances can cause fatigue. They can cause cravings, irritability-ness, moodiness, forgetfulness, brain fog, and it can even feel like your brain function has slowed down. Plus, and this is a big kicker, that type 2 diabetes actually accelerates brain aging. And I don't know anyone who would like their brain to age any faster than it absolutely has to. Well, these blood sugar imbalances, the highs and lows, they affect every part of your body. And like I said, especially your brain. Many studies have actually indicated that dementia and Alzheimer's might actually be the result of impaired insulin sensitivity to the brain. And it's for this reason that Alzheimer's has been dubbed type 3 diabetes. But in addition to affecting our brain health, blood sugar imbalances also cause inflammation, hormonal imbalances, digestive problems, and a weak immune system. Did you know, too, that refined white sugar provides zero nutritive value? One teaspoon of sugar contains 60 calories in pure carbohydrate form with absolutely no nutrients. The empty calories from sugar actually go further to displace vital nutrients that your body actually needs and has a significant impact on energy. So what can we do about it? How can we feed diabetes and prevent all the problems associated with imbalanced blood sugar? Well, this is what you have been waiting for. What and how to eat to feed diabetes and control blood sugar levels. First, be passionate about protein. I've said this before, but with good reason. Ensuring that each meal and snack contains quality protein might be the most important, not to mention easy dietary change that you can make to balance blood sugar levels. Protein works to keep you feeling full longer. It does not increase blood sugar levels at the same time. In addition to grass-fed meat or wild meats, pasture-raised poultry and eggs, other good protein sources include things like nuts, seeds, beans, legumes, and certain vegetables are even high in protein, like spinach, asparagus, and mushrooms. But definitely want to include protein with every single meal and snack. And if you do have diabetes or are pre-diabetic, then definitely make sure that your protein-packed breakfast happens within the first hour of waking up every morning. That's also important to set your blood sugar level stable for the rest of the day. Second is to increase fiber. Well, especially water-soluble fiber helps with blood sugar stability. It can slow digestion and absorption of carbohydrates to prevent those rapid spikes in blood sugar levels. Lots of protein can be found in legumes or beans, oat bran, nuts, seeds, psyllium seed husks, pears, apples, and most vegetables. You definitely want to try to consume about 50 grams, that's 50 grams, of dietary fiber every single day. Now, that number might sound like a lot, but just keep in mind that one large pear that contains its skin, if you eat the entire pear with skin, it has about 6 grams of fiber. And then an apple has about 3.5. Other good sources of water-soluble fiber include things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, spinach, and parsnips. And each one of these vegetables, when they're cooked, has more than 4 grams of fiber per cup. And if you opt for beans, half a cup of baked beans has almost 9 grams of fiber. So it should be relatively easy to consume 50 grams of fiber as long as you're eating your veggies and your fruit. Next, make sure that your carbohydrates are complex. These are what we call complex carbohydrates. They are actually starches made of many simple sugars that are joined together. When we eat these complex carbs, the body breaks them down into individual sugars and releases them slowly into the blood. This helps create more steady blood sugar levels overall. Vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and sweet potatoes or yams, these are all excellent sources of complex carbohydrates. Instead of spiking your blood sugar levels, they contribute to a gradual release of glucose into the body for sustained energy and steady moods. Number four, go low on the GI. If you have blood sugar problems, choosing foods with low glycemic index or GI values is really important. Now, these foods don't contain many sugars, so that means that they don't spike your blood sugar levels as much. They include pretty much anything green, lettuce, kale, broccoli, spinach, celery, cucumber, plus other foods like cauliflower, melons, and berries. Alternatively, foods high on the glycemic index contain a lot of sugars or break down into lots of sugars. Things like white bread, baking potatoes, white rice, high sugar content fruits like bananas, cherries, raisins, and watermelon, plus processed or fast food. And then white sugar also definitely falls into this camp too. These are all the foods that you want to try to limit or avoid as much as possible so that you're choosing foods that remain predominantly low on the glycemic index side. Number five, definitely want to add omega-3s. Omega-3 fish oil helps balance blood sugar levels and reduce inflammation. Things like fatty fish has high EPA and DHA content, and that is one of the best sources of protein to keep the body's blood sugar levels in check. Other good sources of omega-3s are chia seeds, flax seeds, and hemp. You also, number six, want to focus on fermentation. Consuming fermented foods and beverages regularly can improve your gut microbiome to promote a healthy intestinal flora. Doing this can help reduce anxiety, depression, and moodiness that happen to be associated with imbalanced blood sugar levels. Great choices of fermented foods include things like kimchi, sauerkraut, probiotic pickles, kombucha, and kefir. Number seven, choose the right kinds of fats. You definitely want to try to limit the amount of saturated fat from animals that you consume, but grass-fed lean meat and wild game are your absolute best choices. But there's lots of other healthy food choices to include in your diet too, like coconut oil, MCT oil, grass-fed butter, avocado oil, and extra virgin olive oil. You want to try to avoid the commercial vegetable oils like canola, corn, safflower, sunflower, and soy oils because they are highly inflammatory, contain many inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids, and they have been highly processed. Number eight, reduce your simple sugars. I'm sure this one comes as no surprise to you, but simple sugars should definitely be reduced as much as possible. They include things like heavy starches, white bread, potatoes, pasta, rice, as well as refined foods like baked goods, chips, and fast food. Whole fruit is the one exception because the natural sugars contained within the fruit are paired with nutrients and enzymes that actually help its absorption. So natural fructose does not create the same spike in blood sugar. Most diabetics who can't handle eating table sugar can manage a moderate amount of fresh fruit. Pairing fruit with protein like almonds or nut butter can also help control sugar cravings and promote weight loss. In general, balanced meals containing protein, complex carbohydrates, and fiber should keep your blood sugar levels steady all day, prevent you from getting too hungry, and reduce cravings. Doing so has other possible side effects too, which happened to be what I consider positive side effects. Feeding diabetes the right way can also help stabilize moods and provide sustained energy. In addition to the actionable steps that I just talked about on how to feed diabetes, there's lots of different delicious functional foods and nutrients that can help as well. Now, these ones can definitely be included in your diet as often as possible and even daily. They include things like onions and garlic, which contain compounds that can hinder heart disease, obesity, high cholesterol, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Definitely beneficial there. Bitter melon. Bitter melon can help repair damaged pancreatic cells, increase insulin sensitivity, and improve triglyceride levels. Blueberries is another one. They provide antioxidant support and can improve insulin sensitivity to reduce insulin resistance and help prevent, hopefully, diabetes in the first place. You definitely want to choose organic blueberries whenever possible to avoid adding extra chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides into your system as well. Another functional food that can help is cinnamon. Cinnamon, just the spice, the herb, can help your insulin response by supporting insulin activity and boosting your cell receptor activity as well. Finally, another nutrient is chromium. Chromium is essential for blood sugar control by binding insulin to its receptors. In food, chromium can be found in brewer's yeast, eggs, red meat, liver, chicken, oysters, spinach, bananas, green peppers, wheat germ, and even apples. So in general, by eating whole real foods, restricting simple sugars, and eating a high complex carbohydrate, high fiber diet with the right protein, all of those different things can help you reduce abnormally high blood sugar levels after meals, increase your sensitivity to insulin, reduce LDL and increase HDL cholesterol to reduce the risk of atherosclerosis. It can help reduce triglyceride levels, and another positive side effect is weight loss. Plus, by eating more delicious whole foods, you're going to start to replenish lost nutrients so that your cells can repair themselves and be better able to function for years ahead. For a type 2 diabetic, the right nutrition to increase insulin secretion and decrease insulin resistance, weight loss, and activity are the most crucial factors to improving health. To prevent complications from the disease and reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's, your ability to control blood sugar levels is also vital. If you do have diabetes, have just been diagnosed as a pre-diabetic, want to prevent diabetes altogether, or learn what the best diet might be for you and your individual needs, please feel free to contact me. You can get a hold of me by placing a comment below or emailing me at kelly@happyhuman.com. And that's happy with an I. Thanks for listening. Stay well. And please remember, every bite counts. Thank you.